Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group fourth quarter and year-end 2009 results conference call. All participants are present in a listen-only mode. Following the management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Wednesday, March 24th, 2010. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions that may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in industry and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us online today are Mr. Gadi Lassen, President and CEO of Strauss Group, Mr. Shachar Florin, CFO, and Mrs. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Investor Relations Director. Mr. Lassen, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our fourth quarter conference call. As we know, 2009 was a challenging year as many struggled to find a way through the continuing recession. We coped with our fluctuating currencies and volatile environment, and we were able to see improved conditions toward the fourth quarter. In this environment, Strauss once again delivered good results, successfully achieving our predefined goals for the year while navigating a very complex environment. I would like to start this presentation with a highlight slide, slide number four. We reported a strong fourth quarter with 10% reported sales growth, 40% EBIT growth, and 27% growth in net income. For the full year, we reported that sales were up 2%, EBIT increased by 9.3%, and net profit for shareholders totaled 268 million shekels, down 5.8%, mainly due to the increase of minority interest. Moving please to slide number five. We continue to make excellent progress with our cash flow. In 2009, we generated 793 million shekels in operating cash flow compared to 229 million shekel last year. Our operating cash flow improved as a result of improved working capital, mainly to the 150 million shekel decrease in inventory levels from the beginning of the year. We also raised 500 million shekels in the Israeli market via a public debenture issue and paid dividends of 200 million shekels in 2009. Moving to the next slide, slide number six. At the beginning of the year, we presented our goals for 2009. We are happy to report that we were successful in achieving them. You can see the list on slide number six and slide number seven. I'm not going to repeat each one of them. Now, please move to slide number nine, the international growth. In 2009, we continued with our international expansion. The Coffee Company has succeeded in its continued growth, expanding the group's presence in the emerging countries. In Brazil, we reported strong organic growth and improved profitability. Our market share improved, and we ended 2009 with a 17% market share in roast and ground coffee. In Russia, we continued our expansion with significant organic growth. We ended the year there as the third largest instant coffee company and their second largest R&G player. We also continue growing our presence in North America with continued innovation and strong growth from Sabra, which improved its market share to 40%. And now a slide number 10. In 2009, we continue the strengthening of our home base. And just to define our home base, it's all our activities in Israel. Refocusing in our activities around our two main divisions, health and wellness and fun and indulgence. We also continue with our efficiencies measures in order to increase our profitability. The acquisition of Tana Industries, makers of the Tami 4 water bar, a market leader in Israel and one of the world's leading companies in developing and manufacturing drinking water solutions for, will enhance our consumer touchpoints behind our traditional retail and away-from-home channels to direct sales to consumers. Please move to slide number 11. We had few shortfalls in 2009. Sales declined in Israel in absolute terms and compared to the Israeli food and beverage market. The shekel value of our international activity was lower due to currency volatility, and we had a weak performance in Romania and Serbia. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Shachar Florence, our CFO, who will present the group's financial performance. Shachar, please.
Thank you, Gadi, and good afternoon for everybody, and good morning for you in the Americas. At the beginning, in slide number 13, I want to reiterate what Gadi said about our performance. The last quarter of 2009 and the year as a whole was a record high performance for Strauss Group. We grew our sales by 10% in the last quarter, and the profit were raised 40% for the EBIT and 27% for the net income. Also, if we are looking at the yearly numbers, we see that though all the hurdles that we faced during the year and the volatility of the economy in many of the countries that we are active in, the total sales grew up by 2%. We improved our EBIT by 9.3%, and the net income was down 5.8% on a yearly basis, mainly due to the fact that last year we had 42 million shekels financial income from the TPG sale, the fact that we sold 25% of our coffee company to the TPG Group, in addition to the capital gains that, of course, were excluded in the pro forma report. The 42 million shekels financial income were included in the regular net income and the pro forma, and because the difference between this year and the previous year is less than 42%, you can understand that the ongoing business generated more net income to our shareholders. In addition, we strengthen our ability to control the working capital. We reduced the inventory level by far, and thus, by the end of the year, we ended up with almost 800 million shekels as an operating cash flow versus 220 in the last year, and the same direction result we had in the last quarter. Moving to slide number 16, we can analyze the Q4 performance, and I don't want to repeat the numbers. You can see in the accounting performance that we improved all the line all through the operating profit in similar percentages to the pro forma. And the differences in the net quarter between accounting and the pro forma were generated mainly by last year's sale of our food business in the U.S. that was sold to the kosher market, Blue & White, about 22 million shekels profit in the accounting reports in Q4 2008. If we're looking on the different businesses, as Gadi said, yes, we've done less good in Israel. Our sales both in Q4 and over the year went down 1.8% in Israel. On the other hand, the coffee business grew significantly, 9% in the last quarter, 2.4% if we measure the same results on a constant currency base. Our Max Brenner business grew 40%, Sabra went up 35%, and Strauss Water 25% on a pro forma base, because all the sales of Strauss Water are Tami 4 sales that we purchased in the last quarter. And the numbers that you can see here in previous year our Tommy Four numbers before. We don't have yet sales in the old H2Q purifier startup that we invested in previous years. So you can see that the diversified business that we have over different countries, different categories, at the end of the day, led us to a growth of 9.47% in the last quarter, 3.2% on a constant currency base. And the diversity gave us a very stable business in different categories. Moving to slide number 19, we can see that the gross margin in Israel went down together with the sales. We had much more profitability in the first three quarters, and the fourth quarter is a little bit down. The average in the year, as we can see it later on, is the profitability that we expect in the future as well. In the coffee, you can see that we had a very good quarter. Both currencies and commodities worked in our favor, unlike, for example, what we had at the first quarter. But this is the nature of the business. We measure our businesses in shekel terms, and thus, this quarter, we had a very, very good quarter, and as you'll see later on in the operating profit, both sales and profitability went up, and as well as in the other businesses, we went up from 46 million shekels to 96 million, mainly due to Sabra and Tommy Four Strauss Water gross profit. Talking about the operating profit in slide number 20, you can see that due to our efficiency measures that we've made in Israel, we reduced the gap that was about 90 million shekel in the gross profit to 7 million shekels in the operating profit, and this reduction in the gap between this year and the previous one is due to the efficiency measure that we've made. And again, the huge growth in the operating profit, sorry, profit in the coffee due both to the gross profit on one hand and the performance of the rest of the business, i.e., the OpEx in the coffee business. Net profit is a record high, 70 million shekels in slide number 21, 27.3% growth over 2008. You can see the CAGR, which is positive as well. So both profitability and profit went up. And as we said in slide number 22, a very, very strong cash flow in Q4 and over the year. Looking on the yearly numbers in slide number 24, again, you can see that we improved our sales, gross profit, and operating profit. And as I said, the differences in the pro forma mainly because of the 42 million shekels financial income that we had last year. And in the accounting, both this income, the sale of the 25% of the coffee and the Blue and White, these are the differences between the operating profit, which grew by 16.3% in a yearly base in the accounting financials, and the -49% in the net profit attributed to the shareholders. Looking business by business, we can see that the same phenomena as in the last quarter we faced in Israel, 1.8% reduction in the sales. The coffee business went up, and here, when you look over the whole year, you can see that on average, the currencies worked against us, and in translation to shekel, reduced the growth. And if we'll exclude both the exchange rate and the acquisitions that we've made during the year, still, you can see a growth of 6.3%. The other businesses performed very similar to the quarterly performance and grew over the year, 14% in Mass, 43% in Sabra, and 27% in the water. Unlike the quarterly gross profit in Israel, though the sales went down over the year, we managed to keep the same gross margin and, of course, by improving the profitability from 40.4% to 41.1%. The coffee profits and the other businesses went up accordingly with the sales. And the efficiency that we've made in Israel, in slide number 28, you can see that led us to, though we kept the same gross margin, we ended up the year with a higher operating profit, $288 versus $274, by improving the profitability to 11%. In the coffee also, we managed to have a profitability above the 8% with 270 million shekels versus 255. I want to move to slide number 33 for the sake of time. Again, reiterating our Israeli home base, which includes on top of Strauss Israel in the accounting reports, the coffee division that is included in the coffee performance but is sold in Israel. In addition, the Max Brenner business and the Tami 4. Altogether, we had 3.4 billion shekel sales in Israel, and this is a growth versus last year. You can see in the financial reports the numbers last year, again, with the pro forma of Tami 4 as it was already consolidated in our business. I want to draw your attention to slide number 37, and this is the reflection of the efficiency measures that we've made over the years in Israel. We grew the profitability in Israel from 7.1% to 11% on a yearly basis in 2009. We've told you a lot about the Horizon project and the Diamond project, but in the end of the day, this is the financial reflection of those processes. We intend to keep the same trend, and we are going to keep the same profitability and improve it in the future. Again, one word on Q4 here. If you'll see the same slide for Q3, and you have it in previous presentation that we've made, during the first three quarters, it was 11.8%, and that's some of the expenses that were moved between quarters reflected in the Q4 relatively low margins. Just one word in addition to what I've said about the water business, and I'm flipping to slide number 47. You can see here the annual growth on a pro forma base of Tami 4. Of course, we didn't consolidate it, and we didn't own Tami 4 in the Q4 of 2008. So the numbers that you can see in the presentation are Tami 4 numbers as they were before we purchased. This is the Q1 that we controlled Tami 4, and we managed to grow the sales in the last quarter by 25%. In addition, during this year, we got all the approval from the NSF in the U.S. and the institutes in China that approved us actually to manufacture and to sell our new purifier in those markets. And this is a great achievement for the company. So with that, I want to hand over back the conversation to Gadi. And maybe before I'll do that, we would like to get your question, and we'll be more than happy to answer them.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question-and-answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from David Kaplan of Barclays Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Kaplan? Would you like to ask a question?
Yes, sorry, I was on mute. Two questions. First of all, looking at the Israel market in particular, in looking into 2010, how do you see, these are not new questions in the sense of market, but how do you see them playing out in terms of the competition coming from private label, which is continuing to grow in the local market, both in terms of breadth of product and also I think in terms of marketing spend. How do you see that playing out in 2010, and do you think the trends that you saw in 2009, do you see them continuing in 2010? My second question is a capital question or a balance sheet question. Retained earnings on the balance sheet continue to grow, and I'm kind of curious what Strauss is thinking about doing with that capital. Are there planned acquisitions on the horizon? I know you made some in 2009, but are there planned acquisitions over the course of 2010 and 11, or is there a potential here for a special dividend?
Okay, David, it's Gadi. First of all, thank you for your two questions. The first one, I will answer it, and the second one, Shachar will answer you. So about the private label, as we know, and you know better than us, you know, in the U.S. market and in Europe, this is business as usual. For us, a private label, it's a normal competition. We need to remember that in Israel, and you ask about Israel, 70% of our sales is through categories that we are number one, and actually a strong number one in Israel. Coffee 80%, chocolate above the 60%, yogurt above 46%. So it means that when you are number one, you can compete the private label. In the other categories that we are number two, and it's 30% of our turnover in Israel. The challenge is higher. We need to protect our share there and our margins, and we believe that we are ready for it. In 2008 and 2009, we kept our margins and our market share, and I can give you two examples. In the roast and ground coffee in Shufersal, the major client in Israel, their market share with their private label is less than 3%. In chocolate, they launched a few months ago their chocolate tablets from Switzerland, and till now, they are around 12%, and we lost 2% only from our elite chocolate. So, just to summarize it, yes, it's challenging, it's a competition, but we are used to, and we are ready to compete them, and I believe that we can do it.
Would it be fair to say? Sorry, just to continue on that, Gadi. Would it be fair to say then that the Israel market is, to a large extent, still the mainstay of the Strauss business, but it's far from the growth engine of the Strauss business. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's a fair remark, and as we saw in the history, the CAGR of the food and beverage market in Israel for, let's say, the last 10 years, it's between 2-3%. Our strategy is to grow above the competition, and we did it in the last few years. Even in 2009, we are sometimes confusing you by our way of reporting the business, because to remember, the last quarter in Israel, we increased our business in Israel, including all the categories, and not only the fun and indulgence and the health and wellness division, by almost 10%. Almost 10%, you can see it in the report. So when speaking about the Israeli market, we need to see also the 300 million shekels that we are selling through the new acquisition of Tami 4. You will not see it in the Nielsen report or a Stornex report, unfortunately, because it's not a barcode sales. But if we will take a share of wallet in Israel, so again, we can see that we increased the last quarter almost by 10%, and we believe that in 2010, we will continue with double-digit growth in Israel. But yes, nothing to compare to the potential that we have outside Israel, in the U.S., in the coffee market in emerging countries, the potential of Strauss Water, as Shachar mentioned before. Yeah, we believe that we are going to increase our business externally. And just, you know, bear in mind that in 2009, 44% of our total sales were in Israel, 46% outside Israel, and I believe that in 2010, 11, 13, the majority will be outside Israel.
Okay.
And David, here I want to draw your attention to the board report that is attached to the financials, and you can see that totally in Israel, we sold 3.3 billion shekels, 3.355, compared to 3.312 in 2008, which is 1.3% growth in Israel sales. If you compare quarter by quarter, and this is, of course, influenced by the acquisition of Tami 4, we grew from 787 to 862 million shekels, which is 9.5% growth in Israel. Yes, not all of them, including Max Brenner and Elite Coffee to Go, are measured by the rating agencies. But when we decided to invest in our home base, it includes several ways to do that, not only in retail.
Okay, no, I mean, I no, that's fair, man. It goes back to what Gadi was saying, but and I guess that it's really come. I guess what the interesting question then becomes, operationally, how do you view, or how does Strauss view in terms of investment of human capital and marketing? How does it view the Israel market? Does it view it the way that StoreNext and all those agencies measure the market here? Is Israel Coffee part of that marketing spend, or is Israel Coffee really part of the coffee spend? And I guess, you know, as Gadi said, it might be confusing in terms of how it's reported, but I think that I would imagine it's reported in a way that the company is run. So there is some validity to that.
Yeah, and we want to answer your question. First of all, we want to excel in each of the categories. As we said, and we are not running away from the question, we in the two bigger categories, fun and indulgence and health and wellness, we did less good than we expect ourselves, and this is of course something that we will improve. On the other hand, we keep investing in the activities in Israel in other channels as well.
Yes, and the marketing. You ask about, you know, our point of view. So we all the time we remember that, with all the respect to the internal structure and the way that we are running the business in Israel, we always remember that there is only one consumer, and when the consumer, the Israeli consumer, is facing and seeing us from the outside, he doesn't care about our structure. For him, there are many brands, but it's one strong company, and this is the way that we are running the portfolio. This is the reason that we launched last year the new corporate identity in Israel. Today, the first time the Israeli consumer has the idea of the connection between Yotvata to Elite to Strauss. And I can promise you that tomorrow morning they will know that Tami 4 is also a part of the Strauss company in Israel.
David, going back to your second question.
Yes.
First of all, we paid after the year end, we paid 200 million shekels as a dividend, which is in line with our previous dividend payout, which are around 150 to 200 million shekels every year. As far as the equity, I would look at it from a different angle. First of all, I'm looking now on the cash side. We brought in TPG as a financial investor to our coffee company in order to enable us to keep growing inorganically, and this is still the intention. Unfortunately, we didn't make an acquisition during 2009, mainly because the market was not did not enable us. There was a big gap between sellers and buyers, not only for Strauss, I think for all the coffee industry, and from my best knowledge, and probably you know better than me, in other other businesses as well. But we are still actively looking for acquisitions in the coffee arena. We intend to grow, and out of the 950 million shekels that you see can see in our balance sheet, about 80 to 100 million euros are in the coffee company and are allocated to those acquisitions. So if you take the 957 out of it, we pay 200 as a dividend. You're left with 750. About 500 are in the coffee, and this leaves us in Strauss Group with 200 million shekels. So for your question, if to expect a special dividend, I don't think we would do such a thing. On the other hand, our intention is to keep paying our shareholders a dividend on a constant base, and in addition to enable the Strauss Group, other than the coffee business, to make acquisitions as well. We want to grow inorganically in our in other businesses as well, other than coffee.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. The next question is from Darren Shaw from UBS. Please go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. I had just two questions, if I may. The first one is if you could just give us some guidance on the outlook for operating margins, EBIT margins in the Israeli business. Obviously, they've come up very strongly every year since 2003 on slide 37. I see at the back of the slide of the presentation on the outlook for 2010, you're talking about trying to gain market share. So I just wondered if you were planning on doing that and it would impact on margins, or you see them continuing to grow. And secondly is, if you could just give us a quick run around of the key businesses, Israel and coffee, on how 2010 started. Has there been any changes, or is the business still going strongly? Any problems with margins or volumes? Thank you.
Okay, Darren, thank you for your question. About our margins in Israel, even so that the growth in the last 2 years were very modest in Israel, we showed that we can increase and improve our margins. So we believe that for the near future and for the long run, after that the recession period of time will be over and after us, we believe that we can slightly continue the trend and to improve. We believe that there are still processes to improve and efficiencies in the Israeli operation. And we believe that we can improve the margins. But according to the target that we told you 3 years ago, that we would like to improve our margin in 30% from almost 10% operational profit to 13. We see that step by step, even though that we are facing the recession, we are achieving the numbers.
And 10 to 13 included the coffee in the
yes.
time. So actually, if you can see, you know, we set it in 06 and in 07, which on average were about 9%, and we said that we will grow it by 3%. Two-thirds of it we already achieved, and as Gadi said, we still see a space to grow the profitability by 1% in the next year or two. Darren, for the second question, can you repeat it, please?
I just wanted to just see if you could give us a little bit of feeling to how the current year has started?
About the beginning, we can see a good beginning, but we need to remember that we are this year the Passover is by the end of March. Compared to last year, the Passover was in April, so it's according to our plans that it means to grow the business. So of course, as you know, we can know we cannot share the numbers, but the beginning of the year it's a good one.
And can you just to follow up on that, can you just give us the kind of impact the difference Passover makes? I mean, can you give us a rough quantifying of how material the Passover falling in Q1 rather than Q2 makes to the story, just as a general feeling? Obviously, I don't want the numbers.
So, of course, we have the numbers, but we don't think that we can, you know, to share the numbers today and speaking really about the future as a public company. So, sorry about that, but we will be very happy, of course, to share with you by the end of the quarter.
I'm looking forward. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 03-925-5928. Internationally, please call 972-3-925-5928. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website at www.strauss-group.com. Mr. Lisson, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yeah, thank you. I will just a quick summary and speaking a few words about our targets for 2010. And Darren, I believe that I will give you some of the answer for your previous or your second question. So again, I would like to stress that our results for the fourth quarter and full year 2009 clearly demonstrated that the Strauss Group ability to successfully meet and manage the challenges presented by the ongoing global economic crisis. You can see in slide number 50 the summary of our objectives to the year 2010. So first of all, to continue Strauss transformation into global corporation. The second one, we want to grow organically with continuing international expansion, to improve profits and margins, and to present a strong cash flow. And they are almost the same targets that we took in the last year in 2009, and we are going to we are very determined to achieve them. In Israel, we want to grow and gain market share and to grow more than the competitors, and we believe that we are going to do it. In our coffee business, the target is to continue the growth momentum and identify new opportunities for growth and expansion. In the U.S., Sabra, we want to continue our growth and to improve our competitive position. Max Brenner target is to continue expansion via the opening of new branches. Our plans is to open a new branch in Las Vegas and another one in Boston, and we believe that we're going to have a nice business story there. And at the Strauss Water, we will focus on investment in infrastructure for global expansion. So thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you. This concludes the Strauss Group fourth quarter and year-end 2009 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.